You're listening to All Things Considered on KBSX 91.5. I'm Samantha Wright. The Nampa School District voted last night to eliminate 27 teaching positions next fall. That's the latest cost-cutting measure to overcome a more than $5 million budget deficit blamed on accounting errors. But the state's third-largest school district has a way to go before it reaches a balanced budget next year. For more on last night's dramatic meeting and what's next for Nampa schools, we're joined by our education reporter, Adam Cotterell.
Samantha.
Adam, I understand it was no ordinary school board meeting.
It wasn't. 80 to 90 people squeezed into a meeting room, spilled out into the hall, and listened in an overflow room. Many of them were teachers who wanted to know if board members would accept a recommendation to cut about 50 teaching jobs next year. It came as a surprise, I think, when the board split that proposal. They voted not to replace 27 teaching positions opening up next fall because of resignations and retirement, even though that would mean bigger class sizes. But they left elementary music, PE, and counseling jobs alone instead of cutting them in half. That's what Superintendent Tom Michelson had recommended.
And Michelson had an even bigger surprise.
That's right. He quit. Throughout the meeting, he had firmly defended his proposals and the need to make tough choices to get the district out of debt. But right at the end, he became flustered. He said something about not returning next year. Then the board went into a closed session. They had planned to vote on extending his contract into next year, but they didn't get the chance. Afterward, board chair Scott Keto came out and said Michelson had resigned effective immediately.
Did he give a reason?
Michelson didn't, but Keto speculated the board's rejection of parts of his plan was the final straw. Michelson knew some board members opposed him, but maybe that was a signal that they weren't going to extend his contract.
He has done a good job. I don't know who else could have done the job that he did. He was being attacked and criticized for the things that he was doing by a lot of people.
I spoke to Michelson a month ago about public criticism. I asked if he was worried he was going to come out of the crisis looking like the bad guy.
Anybody that sits in any position of leadership has to deal with making decisions that are not going to please everybody. But to some degree, I think there's also a level of respect that is gained by individuals that have leadership capacities and make the tough choices in terms of what needs to be done.
It seems that respect hadn't materialized as he'd hoped.
Didn't he come out of retirement to take this job?
Yes, he had recently moved to Nampa after a career heading multiple districts in California. He told me he agreed to take the job after seeing how Nampa rallied around its schools, raising money for supplies. But there are drawbacks to close-knit communities. When Chairman Scott Keto was asked if Michelson's lack of support was because he is not from around here, he said yes.
So who's in charge now?
The board named Nampa High School principal Pete Kohler to be interim superintendent. Kohler doesn't have Michelson's experience, but he is seen as a Nampa insider, and from what I can tell, he's quite popular.
So how far does Nampa have to go before it's in the black for next year?
The district's budget director doesn't know yet, but there's still a lot to cut. And there's only about 5 weeks until state deadlines for school district budgets.
How are they going to do it?
Well, teacher salaries and benefits make up more than 80% of Nampa's budget. They'll start contract negotiations tonight. Nampa Education Association President Mandy Simpson says she knows sacrifices will have to be made. She says they've polled teachers, and they're willing to do things like take furlough days next year.
But we also have to keep and maintain quality teachers in the district, and we need people to be able to work and do their job and not have to worry about their own home budgets and feel like they can't make ends meet.
The union also wants the district to change the high school schedule from having different classes on different days to having the same ones every day. Simpson says it would mean a high school teacher would have one more class to teach each day and less prep time, but she says it could save the district $1.5 million without losing more teachers. And the board voted to form a committee to look into the idea.
And Adam, what's your final takeaway?
Well, it's been a really tough year for Nampa School District employees, and they could be in for another one next year.
Thanks, Adam.
You're welcome.
Adam Cotterell covers education for us. You can follow the Nampa school budget crisis back to its beginnings through Adam's reports on our website, BoiseStatePublicRadio.org.